Welcome to the Philomani Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:32 British Summer Time. Today is April 1st. Well, today has been a remarkably interesting day, particularly in some of these Asian stock markets. Today we saw the A shares breaking upwards from this consolidation of the gains that it had in February, and that is remarkably positive action. And there was also positive action in a number of other Asian markets. For example, we had Taiwan up in here today. Also, we had Korea, Japan, Indonesia, all looking quite firm. Now, apart from Japan, those other markets are at the upper side of their ranges and are looking to be consolidating in quite a tight fashion. Taiwan is the most overextended of them because it had advanced so well in the run-up to the pullback that we saw last week, or early this week. So that is the one that has the greatest potential to pull back further. But we look at other markets, we look at China or Korea or Indonesia, and we see that these are remarkably tight consolidations at the upper side of these ranges, and we have China breaking upwards. So leading markets are consolidating very tightly. And then we transfer across to Europe and the US. We've had 2 days on the upside. The Dow is currently up just over 2%. And there is the potential that these markets could move, that, to phrase this better, that we're not going to have one-way action here. The downward dynamic that we saw on Monday, we hasn't had any follow-through. And with the positive action that we've had today and yesterday, it is looking like we're moving into a consolidation, and we continue to see that markets such as the S&P is close to 800, the Dow Jones is just below 8,000, the FTSE is hovering there just below 4,000, the DAX is above that 4,000 level. So we are at round numbers for a large number of indices in the Western world. There was a downward dynamic earlier this week, but it hadn't had follow through, and we could be moving into a consolidation. Now, if that is the case, that we are moving into a consolidation on Wall Street and in Europe, then those leading markets in Asia, the ones particularly that are in these tight little consolidations at the upper side of their ranges, they could really move on the upside if this is a tight consolidation, which gives way to some further upside in the US and in Europe. So all to play for here, and certainly China's push to the upside, provided of course that it is sustained, is a very positive outcome in here today. We also see that there, when we look at just about every cross there is against the yen, that the yen strengthened for just one day on Monday and hasn't been able to follow through with that. That gives us an additional higher low. And for a number of those crosses at the upper side of this base formation, the euro-yen rate is the one that had broken upwards and appears to be consolidating in the region of the upper side of the previous range. And it does appear that the yen can get weaker from here. And that does also appear to be supporting the Japanese stock market. We see that the Nikkei was up almost 3% today and is finding support above this 8,000 level. The topics in the second section aren't showing nearly as much relative strength, but if we do have a weak yen, that is generally broadly supportive of the Japanese stock market, and it is a market that has fallen more than others in the last week or so and found support in the last few days. So there is potential, I think, for Japan to start pushing back upwards, provided that we do see that yen getting weaker, and it does look like that is on the cards. And we look at these other safe havens. The dollar is consolidating and below, well, it's too early to say that this is a consolidation. The dollar has found support beneath its highs, and for the bulls, they'll be looking at this and saying that this is the third higher low, and they'll be looking for the dollar to continue to push higher. I think it's very difficult to make a sound case for a strong dollar, particularly with the massive deficits and the amount of money that is being printed and the quantitative easing that has to be put through. But it continues to strengthen on the basis that people look at it as a safe haven, and markets are still really quite nervous. If we do start to see the stock markets pushing out of these consolidations that they're in right now, then confidence will begin to come back in. And then the support for the dollar could really come under pressure. We also see that US Treasuries, they're up 19 ticks today. They found support about 10 days ago. And on the back of that quantitative easing, we see that its Treasuries and gilts are the strongest of the bond markets internationally. Now, we don't see any of the other bond markets breaking downwards because there is increasing number of countries embarking on this quantitative easing. But it does appear that the governments of the world have moved from being the buyer of last resort to being the buyer of first resort for their own debt. And that's not healthy. This monetization of sovereign debt is a very, very risky operation. And for central bankers who don't have a good reputation at timing, then we are more than likely, and I think really that is too light a word, we're almost certainly going to have an inflationary problem 2 or 3 years down the line when they have dealt with the deflationary fears. And central bankers will always veer on the side of inflation because they are more confident in dealing with inflationary problems than they are with deflationary problems. So they're pulling out every stop to alleviate the potential for deflation and in the process probably sparking or seeding the next inflationary problem. But again, that isn't going to be for a couple of years yet. Looking at the commodity sector, gold was relatively steady in here today, up $7. Silver has been literally all over the place. It's ranged from between 1282 and 1317 and is currently flat on the day. But silver appears to be consolidating above this $12 level, and it appears to be just that, a consolidation prior to this thing moving higher. Same for gold below this $1,000 level, and platinum remains the one that is showing relative strength and is by far the most consistent of those three precious metals. It was up $17 today and is in one of another one of these tight ranges below $1,200, but nothing has occurred in platinum yet to really question the integrity of the uptrend, and as I said, it is really remarkably consistent. The grains are also of interest because soybeans is trading in a backwardation in here, and has been that spread between the first and second month has been contracting over the last couple of months and has now moved into backwardation. We look at the other grains and they're all still in contango, and while corn is showing relative strength in the group, it's still got quite a large contango, making it difficult to hold it on a long position if one is rolling contracts because of the expenses in the contango. It does make soybeans a better bet, even though it's not showing that relative strength, particularly if we do continue to see this very cold weather in the Midwest and in the major grain growing regions, which could delay the planting. This will be, I think, an interesting area to keep an eye on over the next 6 weeks to 2 months, because the potential for weather to do damage to the crops is this is the window in which this could occur, and this very cold weather could provide exactly that. And also, when you look at that, the Browning newsletter that David posted yesterday, there has been drought all over the world, particularly in the wheat growing areas of China. And if we also see a problem with the US or North American crop, then we could start to see these grains pushing out of these basing formations. There have been a lot of different opinions expressed on the grains, but they have been going sideways for the better part of 4 or 5 months, and that doesn't suggest that people are expecting them there to be massive crops this year. If That was the expectation. We would have seen these prices falling back towards their historic lows, and that hasn't occurred. We've seen that corn continues to consolidate around this $4 level, and the same with soybeans, just below this $10 level. Copper is also impressive here because in line, or I think it shares chart characteristics with the platinum price. It has been very consistent and it is pushing gradually upwards. It is relatively unchanged today, but is well off its lows, 5 cents off its lows, in fact, and remains I think the prime recovery candidate in the industrial metal complex. And when we look around the world, we see that the Chinese stock market is improving. We see that the industrial metals, particularly copper, but also lead and zinc, are showing relative strength, but none of them are making new lows. And we see that commodity-related stocks appear to have bottomed, and there is relative strength in that sector. We also see that commodity-related stock markets are showing relative strength, and key among those are some of those Latin American countries, and particularly Brazil, Chile, Colombia, and indeed Peru, which has broken upwards from a base and sustaining that upward break. And we look at some of those Asian countries which are showing relative strength. So the real problems, the problem economies, and when we've often talked about the enterprising East versus really what has turned into a moribund West, and we're looking at a lot of these fuller money themes that are showing relative strength and do at this point appear to be some of the best recovery candidates. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.